Chapter 5. Run back and forth through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now and know, and seek in the broad places of it, if you can find a man, if there are any who does justly, who seeks truth, and I will pardon her. Though they say, as the Lord lives, surely they swear falsely. O Lord, don't your eyes look on truth? You have stricken them, but they were not grieved. You have consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Then I said, surely these are poor, they are foolish, for they don't know the way of the Lord, nor the law of their God. I will call to me the great men and will speak to them, for they know the way of the Lord and the law of their God. But these with one accord have broken the yoke and burst the bonds. Therefore a lion out of the forest shall kill them. A wolf of the evening shall destroy them. A leopard shall watch against their cities. Everyone who goes out there shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many, and their backsliding is increased. How can I pardon you? Your children have forsaken me, and sworn by them that are no gods. When I had fed them to the full, they committed adultery, and assembled themselves in troops at the prostitutes' houses. They were as fed horses roaming at large. Everyone neighed after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not visit for these things, says the Lord? And shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Go up on her walls and destroy, but don't make a full end. Take away her branches, for they are not the Lord's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously against me, says the Lord. They have denied the Lord and said, it is not he. Neither shall evil come on us, neither shall we see sword nor famine. And the prophets shall become wind, and the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done to them. Therefore thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. Behold, I will bring a nation on you from afar, house of Israel, says the Lord. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language you don't know, neither understand what they say. Their quiver is an open tomb. They are all mighty men. They shall eat up your harvest, and your bread, which your sons and your daughters should eat. They shall eat up your flocks and your herds. They shall eat up your vines and your fig trees. They shall beat down your fortified cities in which you trust with the sword. But even in those days, says the Lord, I will not make a full end with you. It shall happen, when you shall say, why has the Lord our God done all these things to us? Then shall you say to them, like as you have forsaken me, and serve foreign gods in your land, so shall you serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob, and publish it in Judah, saying, hear this, foolish people, and without understanding, who have eyes and don't see, who have ears and don't hear. Don't you fear me, says the Lord? Won't you tremble at my presence, who have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it can't pass it? And though the waves of it toss themselves, yet they can't prevail. Though they roar, yet they can't pass over it. But this people has a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither do they say in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, who gives rain, both the former and the latter in its season, who preserves to us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withheld good from you. For among my people are found wicked men. They watch, as fowlers lie in wait. They set a trap. They catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great, and grow rich. They are grown fat. They shine, yes, they overpass in deeds of wickedness. They don't plead the cause of the fatherless, that they may prosper, and the right of the needy they don't judge. Shall I not visit for these things, says the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and a horrible thing is happening in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end of it?